Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Truly English Podcast by Matthew. Today is Season 4, Episode 4, Temporada 4, Episodio 4. Today is the 21st day of March, 2023, and today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and the day after tomorrow is Wednesday. Today is Monday, yesterday was Sunday, and the day before yesterday was Saturday. Remember, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. So, it's been a long time since I have provided a podcast. I have been working, estuvo trabajando, on a new project, and now we have a new school, una escuela nueva, to teach English, para enseñar English, in Poza Rica, Veracruz. So as of tomorrow, we will have our schools in Tuxpan, Veracruz, and Poza Rica, Veracruz. If you are in listening distance to those places, please come and visit us. You can also visit us at www.trulyenglish.com.mx. And today you remember, today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. Today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Today, we're going to look at the phrasal verb, idiom, and other expressions using the word set. To set someone against something is to create a problem, to crear un problema. My sister set my mother against me. What about if we say, if your plans are set back? That means you have been delayed. Correct. If we say, I am sorry for arriving late. I was set back by traffic. So the traffic postponed me, postponer. If we say set off, next week I will set off on a trip to England. Tomorrow we are setting off in our new English school in Poza Rica to comenzar, iniciar. If we say somebody sets you up, they have arranged a situation that you are blamed for, especially if it's something illegal. So if we say the police set me up, my friend set me up, that normally means that they created a situation that's illegal. However, if we set up a company, we have started a company. We have began one. I have set up a new school in Poza Rica, Veracruz. But we can also set someone up on a date. I do not like to be set up. If we say something sets you back, it has cost you money. That is correct. So I can say the new school has set me back 5,000 pesos. Or I can say, how much did your new car set you back? And you would say, my new car set me back $30,000. If something sets you back, you spent money. Tu gasta dinero en eso. If we set something aside, for example, money, so our child can attend university, We poner dinero al lado. So you should set aside 10% of your salary for university. Are you setting aside money? Do you set aside money every paycheck to buy something? You should. If we say that if you set someone straight or if you set someone right, you tell them the correct way of doing something so that they don't make a mistake. When I was a young boy, my mother set me straight every day. And let me set you all straight. You need to study your English. You need to make examples, and you need to memorize 20 new words every day. Remember, prepositional combinations are key to understanding English. If we say, I have my heart set on something, it means I really, really want it. I have my heart set on buying a new car. You have your heart set heart set on learning English. My wife has her heart set on buying a new house in Paris, France. Okay, if we say, if you set up home, you create a house. That is correct. When young people leave their family's house, they have to go to their own apartment or house and set up home. If you say, I am set for life, that means you have enough money. You're not rich, but you have enough to survive for the rest of your life. Normally, for example, when my mother retired, she basically was set for life. Wasn't rich, but had enough money to survive. I want to thank you all for listening to Truly English Podcast by Matthew today. Remember to listen to our next podcast next Monday, the 28th of March. And remember to visit our website at www.trulyenglish.com.mx. I want to wish you all peace and love, and thank you for continuing to listen to our podcast. Remember, have a wonderful day, have a great week, and keep studying. Goodbye.